Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now already into hour number three on this 30th day of October 2007. Wide open phones in this hour, a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Be sure and stay with us. New developments of the Martin Sheen going public on 9/11 Truth, all of it coming up. Right now, let's go to John in Amsterdam. You know, I forgot you were calling from Amsterdam. I should have put you ahead of the line to talk to Jim, but so you got to talk to me. But, John, good to hear from you.
Yes, no worries, no worries. I've seen your Endgame show. Wonderful, excellent job, Alex.
Thank you.
I have deep respect for Jim Tucker and also deep respect for Daniel Estulin, you know, to fight our cause. I have some good news. Alert, Sandy, and me, we almost finished subtitling Endgame in Dutch subtitles, and we're going to give some DVDs with cameras to the House of Parliament in the Netherlands.
Oh, so you're going to give copies of my new film on DVD subtitled?
With Dutch subtitles. We are almost finished, and there will be soon Endgame with Dutch subtitles, and we're going to give all 150 Parliament members with cameras, we want to give them the DVD, and I want them to respond to us if they were going to watch it, and if they're going to give some comments afterwards.
Well, they all know about the Bilderberg Group. They all know about the New World Order. They're trying to take down your country, as you know right now. And
I want to apologize for all Dutch people allowing this propaganda of the Bilderbergers. Not everyone in Holland is happy about it, that we are, in 1954, that our so-called prince, who is a German, by the way, he's not from Holland, but yes, we are not that happy about this. This Bilderbergers is a shame for the Netherlands.
Well, let me be clear. I mean, just because evil comes out of England or America or the Netherlands or anywhere, it doesn't mean that it's the whenever I'm bashing those people that I'm bashing those countries. Like when I'm bashing China, I'm not bashing the Chinese people. And so I fully hear what you're saying. Call me back once it's out there. Anything else?
There's one thing. There's one thing I want to say. On the website, the defense of the Netherlands, one guy has accomplished that they took off the page on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, claiming that they did 9/11. And guess what? They did it. They took off the page. But one guy phoning them up and saying, what is this? There's no evidence. Even the FBI is looking for evidence that the connection between Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and 9/11. And they took it off, the defense, Department of Defense. We have all the evidence.
Where is that posted?
Not yet posted, but we are bring it on soon with the translation in English that the Dutch defense base has been approached by one guy, 911 Twitter, and he, Wouter is his name, and he asked for questions. Where is the evidence? And then they took it off the page. So we are
right.
We have a victory here in the Netherlands on this propaganda on 9/11.
Thank you. God bless you. Keep it up. Let's talk to Jim in Oregon. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Jim.
Hi. I loved your movie, Endgame. I watched it last night. It was very powerful. Thought it was great.
Thank you.
My question is about Bilderberg, and I'm wondering if there's a connection at all that you know of between Bilderberg and the Freemasons.
Well, I mean, Freemasons infest every major government, and it's been all over the British and German and everything else news, working together like a mafia. The lower-level Masons are porch Masons or profane Masons, as the inner Masons call them, and aren't involved in that. So we have to be careful talking about it so we don't bash innocent people who know they're innocent and they think we're lying about all the Masons. But, yeah, I mean, there's Masons in the Catholic Church. There's Masons in the Protestant Church, basically running it. There's Masons in all the major governments of the world. It's a secret society, and great power has been amassed there.
Right. What about Bohemian Grove and Freemasonry?
It basically is Freemasonic. You know, all the major trappings, and they bring in the trappings of other Buddhist religions. They brought it into Native American ceremonies. They've done weird Catholic ceremonies. They've done Shinto, the Japanese Buddhist sect. I mean, it's weird. They've got all sorts of shrines all over the 2,700 acres. I was only able to, you know, be in a couple hundred acres of it because there were, you know, agents and police everywhere. But the Grove has released a lot of those photos and materials. All right, we got two calls in that segment. We'll be right back and take a whole bunch more.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're taking your phone calls, blitzing through them at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, and now truthnews.us. I want to thank you for spreading the word on that new site. You've really done a great job, listeners. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jim in New York, and then Amy and others. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, and I was interesting. I caught part of the show with you and Jim. I hate to meet the two of you in a dark alley.
Why is that?
Because, you know, you guys are good, and I say that as a compliment. But what I wanted to ask you was that I got to talking with a tenant of mine, and he's a security guard. And he said to me yesterday we started talking about different things. I said, "Listen, any money you got, I would not keep all of it, you know, what to do financially, you know, with metals, you know, and so forth, what I believe is going to happen." And we got into the RFID chips. And he told me that by after the holiday, where he is, he's just in a mall on Long Island, and they're going to put the RFID chips in the badge, okay? Now, my question, I'm not going to do it with the money eventually and so forth. How about ammunition?
It is now the law in California that the boxes have to be tagged, and every gun sold there has to put your serial number tagged back to you to a database on the gun. That'll just bankrupt even more of the gun makers. That's like 20%, 30% of their market in the U.S. That'll cause U.S. adoption. What's adopted in New York, Texas, Florida, but mainly California. But all those states are, as you know, key. But what is adopted in California is in standardized with cars, washing machines, heating systems. All the standards are set to California. So it was a major, major grievous stab wound directly to the heart by Schwarzenegger, the enemy of this country. That just passed 2 weeks ago. Absolute red level crisis. In 2000, the Army said that by 2004, all products that it buys from manufacturers, from food to cots, have to have RFID embedded. Walmart announced, and they, by the way, in 86 got the universal product code universally adopted, the barcode, with the Defense Department. See, they, this is how they get system-wide compliance. Already, a large, right, large percentage of products already have RFID in them. And now they're trying to force universal. They're a few years behind, but yes, they're trying by 2008 to have everything in it.
Every individual round. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
The box itself.
Well, the box is going to have RFID in California, yeah, and Europe's done this too, but they're going to make the gun when the hammer falls,
right,
when the pin goes in, that it stamps your microscopic ID number tied to the store and tied to an electronic database for the gun. So it's the same thing.
No, I meant ultimately that if, God forbid, it ever comes to what so Zistin had said should have been done only without axe handles, that by that time you're not going to worry that it's going to be stamped to a... You know what I mean?
Yes,
I don't want to see that happen either. But,
well, the stamp is the same thing as an RFID because all the RFID is a number, but it ties to a database. You see, and that's where the true tracking happens.
Yeah, I understand. But if they were riding by, in other words, if you had ammo, okay, and they tracked, you know, whatever means they use of device, they're going to track houses, and they're going to know this house here has ammo in it.
Yes. And for 15 years, they've already had RFID, large strips and all the money, $5 bills and up, and they can read and track that, and that's been admitted. You tell people that, and they just snicker and giggle at you. I appreciate your call. Great call, but we're moving quick, so I can take a lot of them. I'm trying to keep calls in a minute and a half, 2 minutes, but they're all too good to do that. I'm trying, though. Amy in Hollywood, California, out there in the inferno. How you doing, Amy?
Hey, Alex. I'm doing good. I'm a little nervous, but I just want to let you know that I went to the your 9/11 convention on the 24th and 25th.
Oh, of last year, great.
Last year. So I've been following you all this time. I just got married. My husband and I watched Endgame last night, and we loved it. And my point is, I wanted to ask you, this New World Order thing is something that my father has been talking about since I was a kid. And basically, my family lives in Utah. They have been preparing for this time for a long time. And everything that you talk about, you know, they don't listen to you, but they get word. We've given them all your tapes, your movies, and they've spread the word there in little southern Utah. And basically the words come back that you were right on the money. And we got a lot of people praying for you. And but my question is, this New World Order is so big and so massive. Isn't it already, it's set in motion, it's already been written. This stuff is going to go down. And what can we do as American people, I mean, other than prepare for it? Because it's already going to happen.
Look, people thought that Hitler was the Antichrist, and so they laid down to him in Europe. A lot of good people did. And there's no doubt that the major crisis is coming now. Hitler, all that was just a foreshadowing, was just a prototype. Stalin, Mao, all of it. But we don't have a place to run. If there was a new world or someplace I could go and be left alone, believe me, I would do it. It's a very sick, wicked culture. Evil is spreading everywhere. It's not just the government. It's us, too. We're bathed in evil, where I struggle not to be wicked myself, and it's literally a daily struggle. Because it is just, it's all around us. It's in everything we do. It is just a spirit of death and destruction. And we're basically holed up in a city, like this country is like a fortress, and it's controlled from within and without by enemies. And All I know is fighting bullies is always better, going head up against them. They would have already had their New World Order. They would have already had the population extermination. They've already done a lot of that, but a lot much larger. They would have already done their all of the other parts of their agenda. Instead, they're like a giant juggernaut that ran into a huge field of mud. We're that field of mud, and it's still kind of moving forward, but it's engines overheating. It's blowing gaskets. It's like 5 feet down in the mud, and it's still got some momentum, but it's slowing. That's what the Bible says. It's going to basically just slow down, and right as it stops, it'll have world government. And then right as they get world government, everything starts exploding and falling apart. And that's what I see happening. And not just because it's in the Bible. That's what I see geopolitically, is that with the genetic engineering and the weapons and just all of it and the population explosion and everybody fighting with each other, there's no doubt we're going into very interesting times. And so all I know is I'm trying to warn everybody I can. I'm trying to tell them, hey, acting cool and being a yuppie isn't important. Being prepared, having friends that love you, having people you can count on is what's important. And you better get geared up for it now. I don't know. Again, it's the government saying gear up for it. It's like you heard earlier, Rolling Stone saying, you know, 6 billion dead and New World Order, but it's all good. I mean, it's just they're creating global crises, and they accentuate every problem we already have. And then they always offer a solution out of a crisis they created or that they made even worse, exacerbated.
It seems like there's going to be some sort of revolution that's going to take place. It seems like right now there are so many people that are like coming out, and I feel that you have a big part to do with that.
Well, look, I mean, it's not me. It's troops are seeing the torture and the pallets of $100 bills in Iraq and the drug dealing, and the FBI agents are seeing them being ordered to stand down with Al-Qaeda, and they're seeing the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and the FBI agents in the White House are seeing the gay prostitutes. I mean, they're just seeing it all. I mean, people who are out there in the world are seeing it. And then they hear me talk about it. They already know it. You see, it's the people in the system. Look, it's a crisis. It's good and evil coming like two freight trains going 100 miles an hour apiece, head on towards each other. And I just put my faith in God and try to take action, do the right thing. Good to hear from you, Amy. I really appreciate your call. Let's get one more in. Juan in Texas, you're on the air, Juan.
Hi, I'm a new listener. You said a couple of times your eyes are opening, and I think... I'm one of those guys that you're talking about. Well, my question is this. The Japanese, I know, are making, like, they have an embassy in Peru, and I think they had a Japanese president in Peru.
Who carried out massive eugenics operations.
Yeah. So are the Asians in, you know...
The Japanese leadership are probably the biggest worshippers of eugenics out there after the British and the Germans. They are. They just love it like nothing you've ever seen in your life. And, yeah, that president who had to flee with all those felonies and hundreds of millions missing carried out. He took all the IMF World Bank money, and they sterilized half their women, and it was just a reign of terror under him. His name escapes me. I didn't even put him in the film. I meant to. It's just that's what I mean. People, you have no idea. I mean, that's mainstream news that they ran giant eugenics ops.
So
it was mainly against the native the native populations.
Are they
are absolute New World Order like you cannot even imagine.
Right.
Highest levels.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean the God Emperor over there, Hirohito, was worshipped as God. They believe the elite has royal godlike bloodlines. Eugenics was really a science tailored for royals. It was a science tailored for them. We're going to extend your life, Majesty. We're going to get you the perfect mate, Majesty. We're going to make your children the best, Majesty. We're going to kill and cull the herd, Your Majesty. And they took thousands of American and British GIs, Australian GIs, and they tortured them in bioweapons experiments that are just unbelievable. And they were all given pardons, all brought over here to the U.S. They all handed over their material and worked with the Nazi scientists to develop what we now have ruling over us today. And that's my point. Look, Endgame has thousands of things that isn't in it. Great article written last week that we, forget the exact site, it's Old Thinker News, I think. It doesn't matter. We posted it on Prison Planet and TruthNews.us saying, Endgame, the rabbit hole doesn't stop here. Yeah, it's a 2-hour, 20-minute film, and... For 20 minutes in rapid succession, I just list declassified examples where the government kills our men, women, and children in cold blood with biochemical radiological tests, knowing it'll kill them. Now, it's not just about testing what kills us. It's about creating cadres that will follow orders. Cadres. And they've got hundreds of thousands of cold-blooded scientists and killers. They will do whatever they're told. That's who we face. The facts are in. Endgame is out.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Yeah, you got that Forbes writer saying the Chinese mafia and the Japanese mafia are mad about eugenics and the world extermination plan.
problem.
And maybe that's true. I mean, I believe that Benjamin Fulford believes it. The problem is that the Japanese at every step have been carrying out eugenics. They've been carrying it out in countries they get control of. They were doing it in the 30s in South Korea. They were doing it in southern China in the 30s. I mean, they are like, they were on this day one. They love it. That is their leadership, not their people. But their people have been trained under imperial conditioning to be subservient. Very intelligent, great people. They've been trained to be, you know, very repressed, very controlled, imperial conditioning. Look how the British act. Used to be a bunch of wild barbarians. Now they're, oh, yes, you know, a lot of them. Now, a lot of them aren't like that now, but, you know, bowing and stooping and groveling. And so they can just carry out their enjoyment with us, their feudalism, their serfdom, their control. Where you got caught taking a rabbit off your own land, you know, a little plot you could have, they'd kill you. Where they were a foot and a half taller than the slaves. That's what feudalism is. And so all I see is the Asians just on board with this. That's all I see. I mean, China instituted the one-child policy. They were the first to do it in 1981 under UN funding, under treaties signed 6 years before with Bush when he was ambassador. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Michael in Maine. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, Alex. It seems as though you intuited the subject I was going to talk about and ask you about personally. I've spent a lot of time recently researching the book The Union Jack. Are you familiar with that?
No, but I can guess. Is it about Anglo-American power?
It is, actually. And it was written in 71, which makes it even more interesting because it doesn't place the criticism of the body politic in our time frame. And yet almost everything it says about it rings true to things that have already happened. And it's on Ken Adachi's website, educate-yourself.org.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. I know, I think I've seen that site.
I just found it, you know, just through luck. But I took the PDF, I've been reading the book, and basically what it propounds is that the British have been planning to indoctrinate us in Bible prophecy.
Yeah,
fulfill all the prophecies.
Royal Israelism.
Right, British Israelism. And it's called,
which is originally Royal Israelism. For 300 years plus, all of the kings and queens are coronated on what they believe is Jacob's stone, and they believe they are the true Israelites. It isn't just indoctrinating, they believe it.
Right, they believe it precisely. Now, here's another thing. The kingdom message, I see it on your website. You know, of course, you it's a free speech thing. I'm not oppressed by it, but...
What are you talking about?
Well, the king revealing his kingdom, his joys and sorrows, isn't that a banner that runs on your website occasionally?
Yeah, we got Google ads, and I'm not bashing that sponsor because I don't know them, but we're constantly, we probably banned hundreds of things that are on there that I don't agree with. And the problem is either we can operate or we cannot operate. I'm constantly banning, you know, Rife bubble machines and alien junk and or Jew bashing stuff. I mean, I can't. We're trying, okay?
Okay, well, thank you. But the book pointed out is that the British Empire goes under the moniker of the Kingdom of God. So wherever the king, you got that? Are you with that?
Yeah, not books about it. I've read books written by the British about it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and do you see that potentially that the financial power of London is behind the world fundamentalist Christian and perhaps fundamentalist Islamic ministry?
Well, I know that here's the problem. I said I'm taking a lot of calls. This is an extremely complex issue, extremely complex.
Well, can I make it simple? British fighter jets flew over here a couple days ago. This is Maine. British fighter jets are flying over, and they're stationed up in Bangor, okay? And you know this treaty they just signed, this anti-terrorism, homegrown terrorism. You heard about this?
Yes, we've been covering it.
Okay. Line 9 in the italicized section says, we're going to seek the United Kingdom to advise us on how to deal with our homegrown terrorists.
Yes.
So what this basically says to me is, we, your traitorous Congress, are going to side with the British against you, the American people.
Well, I mean, who did we have two wars with?
Who's our real enemy? But the thing that I want to warn your readers and listeners and subscribers about is that the spiritual deception is to the point of a big game of good cop, bad cop, where they use World War III to break us down with psychological trauma and loss to the point where when the Messiah steps forward, the good cop comes forward, that we genuinely open our hearts. And
well, that's what the Bible says is going to happen, and I appreciate your call. The sun never set on the British Empire, and it never did set. They learned how to take their flag down. But again, it isn't even the British people. They're some of the most enslaved out there. It's that evil that sits in London. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill.
We've got to just briefly talk about what's happening over in England. The Romans ran Albion, that was its old name, then Britannia. Then about 300 A.D., the Romans started pulling out very quickly, and they'd imploded by 400 A.D. completely. But there was some technology, some statecraft, some systems of control still left there. And English itself is the world dominant language, officially the world language, because it is an amalgamation of three or four Germanic tongues, French, Latin, Greek, and then it adopts anything it comes in contact with. It just grows and grows like the Borg. I think it's a great language, too. I mean, people... top linguists and others that I've talked to say it's one of the hardest languages to learn the subtleties of or even to learn because it's a whole bunch of languages. It's not an original root language. It is it has all these roots in it to basically, and you look at the Finns, they've even got Asian roots in their language, and there's even some of that in there. There's a couple of the Scandinavian countries that actually have Asian roots to their languages. It's just absolutely documented. But that all gets off into that hilarious. It's very interesting. So the British were a naval power, and they'd already dominated much of the world by 1815. Then they got all the Rothschild power behind them, and it was just over. And they're experts at controlling and dominating through front groups every other major institution and organization. But to just say that it's British ruling the world, no, it's British allied with the Dutch and the Germans and the Italians. I mean, Napoleon was Italian. So many other people think Christopher Columbus was Spanish or Portuguese. No, he was Italian. Italians had really, in the Western world, developed the art of statecraft first and had really brought it to a high science. And so it was just kind of like, it was a huge war game for 1,000 years between all these groups fighting with each other. And it's geopolitical systems. And absolutely, I mean, religion is a powerful tool of control. So you're going to get corrupt, powerful people who are going to want to infiltrate and control or steer Catholicism, Protestantism, all of the major Christian faiths to just a massive degree. And there is British royal Israelism or British Israelism, and that's where then the Christian identity folks in this country didn't think they just made this up or found this in the Bible a few days ago. The British have been saying this for 1,000 years, and it's been codified in their rituals of ascension to coronation in royalty for more than 300. I said 300, it's more like 500. Every British monarch's been sworn in for over 300 years on that stone. And so, yes, I have researched this. I have looked at it. And in a weird way, there's even truth to it. Because they found that they thought that, well, like Jones, the name is from means son of Jonas. And they thought that that had been adopted when William the Conqueror came in 800 years ago, a Norman. But then they found on stones all over Europe and all over Wales and all over England and Scotland and Ireland, ancient Hebrew. And then what the anthropologists have now discovered is that the Vikings weren't here in 1200. The Vikings were in the New World 5,000 years ago, and they've dug them up. And it's in mainstream universities, but again, it's not on the nightly news. And that that there are Arab accounts, 1,800 years old with Vikings in the Mediterranean, but they call them, the Northmen, the Norse, trading with them. So the truth is that they have found Chinese characters, Chinese symbols, and I've been there in Tulum and Chichen Itza. They have found jade that they can test that's 100% from Central Asia. And from Mongolia and from Japan, and that there was trading going on between those groups, and they've done genotyping on the Central Americans, and it's not an ancient strain of Asian. It's mixed with that. It's actually the modern strain, semi-modern, in the last 500 years, 600 years of Japanese. There have been traders and explorations and so much. In the 1490s, under the Queen of Spain, Isabella funding it, Christopher Columbus, or Colombo, in the Italian, he popularized and showed that it was profitable in tobacco, slaves, and gold. But it was known that it was there. And so, but to then extrapolate out and say that, the British are behind Christian fundamentalists, England has almost extincted Christianity. I mean, you go to a Baptist church on Sunday, there's almost no one there. Over 90% of Britons say they're non-religious now. You go to the Catholic churches, nobody's there. So do governments manipulate Christian fundamentalists? Have they been? Well, we've got documents that have come out on that, and major televangelists being paid millions of dollars by Israel. But they're also busy out trying to fund other groups, too. So I said I'd take calls, and I'm already digressing for 5-6 minutes on this. It's just, I've studied that history. It is absolutely incredible and very interesting. I was, this weekend, I didn't have much time, but I did read about 50 pages of a, that one was only about a 1,000-year-old Arab manuscript translated into English about 200 years ago. And I was reading that about travels to Britannia, travels to trading, going into Turkey, meeting up. I mean, it's just amazing. Absolute, going up to the steppes of Russia. The Dark Ages destroyed a lot of that. And now we're just now learning about all these things that happened. And, I mean, like the term Aryan. Well, that's what Iranian means. Iran means that in Persian. I mean, that's an encyclopedia. That's the fact. I'm not telling you something that's speculative. Because before they got conquered by the folks that are in Iraq today, they were blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And then you had major migrations out of North Africa, major migrations also out of India and the East, conquering many times the populations of Central Asia into the Middle East, into Europe. But you also had other influxes of Anglo, and they dug their graves up everywhere. I mean, they dig mummies up, they've got blonde hair, into China. So there's just all this continual, that's the government's problem with race-specific bioweapons. They've tried to make race-specific bioweapons that will kill Asians, but almost all whites have Asian in them. Native Americans are Asian. Most of them don't even know it. But they've done blood tests, and they've dug up dead Native Americans from their bone marrow and DNA, and they have found Norse bloodlines in those Indians. Because those Indians came across the Bering Strait out of what is Siberia, and they ran in and intermarried. A lot of times they were killing each other, but Scandinavian tribes. That's why the Finns have a Asian language. It's Asian in its root. I mean, go look into it. Two other Norse groups have that. And that's why a lot of your Finns and a lot of your Russians have slant eyes. I have. Slant eyes, if you really look at me, because I've got Comanche and Cherokee a little bit in me. But you can go to England and find people who have supposedly no history of you know, intermarrying with Native Americans, and there you're going to find slant eyes and people with blonde hair and blue eyes. You're going to find slant eyes, folks. That's all. It's a Mongolian feature. That's the Mongol hordes went all over Europe. All right, now I'm really getting into history lessons here. It's all unbelievably captivating and interesting. I suggest you look into it to know your roots. Okay. Let's just blitz through these. I said I'd do it in the morning. Who's up next here? Peter's in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have two statements and a question, firstly being about Endgame. What a fantastic documentary. It's just the best I've ever seen, and by far your best work yet. Number two, people, we need to get this out now. Go to Google, type in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Stage 6, download it, download Nero, burn it to CD. That should take you 25 minutes to an hour if you have a fast computer. Depends on the speed. Then after that's done, get clone DVD. That should take you 5 minutes of DVD. Get this out to people. Now for my question, it's about Ron Paul. He says that if he wins, he's going to abolish the Federal Reserve, and he's against the North American Union, so he's against the Amero and, I guess, against the Federal Reserve note. If he wins, what will then be our currency? I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Well, again, Ron Paul has put out his legislation. He's put out his plan. A lot of top economists have looked at it. And it's to phase out the Federal Reserve and phase us on to a gold-backed currency and U.S. greenbacks issued. And that's a very long subject. As for Endgame being on Google Video, look, it's up there. I haven't told anybody to take it down. But if I don't sell enough Endgames, I won't be able to make films in the future. Plus, it looks horrible on, and it's such an important work. It was like number 7 on Google yesterday, number 1 all over the world, for some reason 7 in the U.S., and they wouldn't let me click on it last night. And, yeah, you can watch it at Google Video. You can watch Endgame. The bigger issue here is, do you want me to be able to make films? And B, if you're going to go rip copies of Endgame, I've designed it so you can do it at prisonplanet.tv. And you go there, and you can download it in quality that is almost as good as DVD. I mean, I just marvel at the high-res versions up there. If you focus real close and look real close, you might see a little grain here or there. I mean, it looks like broadcast color television, you know, when you got a really clean signal. I mean, it is clear. 15 cents a day, $5.95. Go in there, download it to your computer, and it's easy to burn on disk. And do whatever you have to. Find a neighbor that knows how to do it. It's real easy, but if you don't know how, find out, do it. PrisonPlanet.tv. We didn't make it where you can't get it. We didn't make it where you couldn't make copies from it. So, if you're going to make copies, make it from the quality of PrisonPlanet.tv. Or make it even better from the DVD itself, the DVD-9. In the highest quality, double-layer disc, what we're shipping out of here, the best there is, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Order right now, 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly trial membership and Terror Storm special edition. I mean, it's all up there. Hundreds and hundreds of my TV reports, special reports, extras that I never put in films, thousands of pieces of media, PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, it's not on Google Video right now. It's only going to be right now. It just went up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv is the main source. The 40 minutes of extras with the Battle for the Republic piece that I put in the film that's in the extras about the illegal immigration and all that, a great 18-minute mini film that is that'll wake people up all day long and all night. It's so important. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now, get your membership if you haven't, or members that are there, and download the extras right now, and make copies and get them out to people, or get the DVD, and it has the extras on it as well. Okay, now I got to really move fast. Charlie in Texas, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Alex, very interesting stuff. A couple of days ago, my daughter called me all upset. She was driving north on 183. All of a sudden, she was on a toll road. I was on North Mopac a couple of days ago, got off in an exit just north of Palmer. There was a sign added to the exit sign that said, last free exit. We can't stop these people. I recall.
And remember, 1 year ago they said we're all conspiracy theorists, no plans to put tolls there. And then 2 weeks ago, as they were putting the toll booths in, they said, you know what, we're putting them in. I mean, I know. It's like there's no NAU. There's no this.
There's no way to stop them. A few weeks ago, you were talking on your program, I think, about a large sum of money, maybe tens of billions, put into a bank account taken from the taxpayers just
yes,
sitting
sir.
There.
Yes, sir.
Where is this thing? Who administers it? What's the number? I mean, are we not sovereign citizens?
No, we were taken over.
Let's go make the citizens arrest. Let's pop the evidence down, get some honest peace officers to help us, and let's charge them with a crime.
Well, we've got to first convince those officers this is going on, and they need to check it out for themselves. I appreciate your call, and I understand your passion. They're called comprehensive annual financial reports, and lawyers are slick. And at the end of World War II, they got the National Association of Counties, National Association of Cities, National Association of Governors to all these dozens and dozens of big lavish dinners in the Caribbean and New York at five-star hotels and steak dinners three times a day. I mean, I'm not kidding. All paid for. And they said, listen, we're going to pay you a cut of this. And they had the Federal Reserve's backing and governors and people there saying this is all legit. We're going to take the majority of the tax money and invest it in private funds that the city managers and governors and others will control. After you're in office 5-10 years, you rotate in to the corporations you made investments in, and then you're paid hundreds of millions of dollars in some cases. Usually it's just millions. And water districts, small water districts on average have 10, 20, 30 million. Small school districts, hundreds of millions apiece. There are hundreds of thousands of governmental institutions. They've been taking all the money since 1950. It went nationwide in 53. Started with the Chicago 1313 model. And just the mafia took over with lawyers, and they took all the money and invested it. Now, almost 80% of all the money is invested. All the tax money, not for pensions, not for... No, this is off record, off budget, and it's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. It's totally public. Just like that the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases is public, mainstream news, but no one seems to care and notice, because one-fifth the country can't find the U.S. on a map. 80% plus can't tell you who the vice president is. Sir, when the public becomes absolute mindless idiots by design to the educational system, plus the milk and honey of a successful society, we got lazy. Jigs up. Jigs up at that point. And now they don't even need us. The 20% of the wealth's left in our hands, and they're just busy taking that right now. You see, they didn't have full control before. Now they're getting it. People say, well, why didn't they do this before? They're getting the control. And let me tell you, you know, any finance guy, any person living in one of these $10 million houses, they know all about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. And I've had city managers in here, or even, quote, good guys. You bring that up to them, they turn red and start smiling and start blushing. It's the big enchilada. And I made a film with Walter Berrien titled Annual Comprehensive Financial Reports Exposed. You can get it at InfoWars.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139 under standard. You can watch it on Google Video. So we'll be right back, and I may have time to jam in a couple more calls. We'll see. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
By the way, in the first hour today, I aired the audio from 5 minutes. It hadn't been released yet, being released right now from the extras of Endgame, from the mini film we made, Battle for the Republic. Most powerful 18 minutes out there on the La Reconquista invasion, how the federal government's orchestrating it all for a new world order. I just talked to Paul. I thought he had it up 10 minutes ago. It's going up right now with the trailer from YouTube of it, and of course for members at PrisonPlanet.tv, the whole thing that's going up right now at PrisonPlanet.com. I want to jam in a few final calls here right at the end. This is out in 90. You know, I looked into this sponsor quite a bit before I took him, and it's really just great information, stuff that it took me years to learn, but stuff I didn't even know a lot of it. It's really powerful, good info. Outin90.com, outin90.com. Get harassing creditors to stop badgering you with several proven techniques. Learn how to negotiate your own debt without the use of creditors. Understand how creditors will try to seize your assets and how to keep them from doing it. Understand the mindset of collectors. This is real serious stuff. Keep your assets, but lose your debts. Learn how to obtain good credit, regardless of your past credit history. Stop foreclosures and repossessions dead in their tracks. Understand your FICO score. On and on and on. 60-something hours of audio, a big, thick book, all these e-books. It's just a great package. I couldn't even go through it all. It's just great material. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or outin90.com. We have banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Again, in-game extras, which are just as powerful as the film. These are sections of the film that we just couldn't put in because we couldn't have the film be 3 hours long. Going up on the website right now and help us get the story Paul's written about it out, powerful info, and get that YouTube clip out, the 5 minutes of it. Even if you're not a member, you can watch that. Let's talk to Derek in Canada. Thanks for holding. I think you may be our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I used to work for a rather large communications company here in Canada, and I was fired for saying that man-generated CO2 does not cause global warming, as was another of my co-workers for reiterating it. And this was in regards to Al Gore's propaganda film, An Inconvenient Truth.
And your country's adopting that. They're now telling U.S. power plants they have to shut down or can't build because CO2 is a deadly poison when it's what plants breathe. It's a total fraud.
Oh, completely. I agree with you. 110%.
It's a life tax. They know that. It's what animals exhale. Go ahead.
I just want to let your listeners know, if they see Al Gore or any of his supporters, to point out how much of a hypocrite he is. The guy flies around the world in a private jet, owns like 5 SUVs and lives in a monstrosity of a man.
What is that? I think it's a 10,000 square foot house.
Yeah, and this guy thinks he has the right to dictate to me.
Look, it's about a global tax. He's a total criminal, New World Order scum liar. And again, toxic waste, genetic engineering, burn down the rainforest, that's fine. But let's put taxes on all CO2 emissions. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, he's a blue-blood little weasel. I despise him.
Well, you ought to write an article about where you got fired from. Where'd you get fired from?
Rogers Communications.
Why did they fire you? You said that was a thought crime?
No, it was in relation to an inquiry made by a customer. You know, why are you sending out all this junk mail when we already have your services? And I just politely stated that, you know, thanks for the feedback. I'll forward it to the corresponding department for review. But just bear in mind that we can't base marketing initiatives off of what Al Gore says in a movie. And somebody blogged it or something. A bunch of pseudo-environmentalist types. And rather than...
Yeah, they want to control the mode of production. They want to make us their slaves. This is about government controlling what industry's left while the big industry finances it to shut down their competition. Red level crisis. It's all covered in Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I salute you. Thank you for joining us. Folks, Endgame extras are now out. They're now on PrisonPlanet.com. I just refreshed. They're up there. Go there. See it. Check it out. If you missed any of the first hour, I got into really key info on new Al-Qaeda developments right when the show started. So you can go to Infowars.com and listen to the restreams there. We refeed the show 24 hours a day right here on my website, Infowars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Are you...